Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, November 16th. A 30-year-old crew member from MSC Seascape went overboard off the coast of Puerto Rico on Tuesday night. The incident occurred approximately 30 feet above the waterline and was witnessed, prompting immediate action by the ship. Now, the Coast Guard also mobilized a Jayhawk helicopter and deployed marker buoys to track the sea currents. Now, despite focused efforts north of the island, the search was empty and the ship was eventually released. This incident occurred shortly after MSC Seascape departed San Juan, Puerto Rico, bound for Puerto Plata in the DR. And Carnival Jubilee has successfully completed its sea trials, marking a significant step towards its inaugural voyage from Galveston, Texas, scheduled for December 23rd. During the trials, a team of officers, technicians, and engineers tested the ship's technical, mechanical, and navigational systems. Carnival Jubilee is set to join the fleet officially on December 4th and features a big Texas star across the bow, honoring its home port of Galveston, Texas. And on the heels of the accident that happened in Nassau, Bahamas with some Royal Caribbean guests, the cruise line is canceling shore excursions to Blue Lagoon Island until November 23rd. A letter to book guests says, "We're currently working with authorities to evaluate the boat incident during a shore excursion in Nassau, Bahamas. And in light of this incident, we have canceled all Blue Lagoon tours through November 23rd. On Tuesday morning, one of the Blue Lagoon Island's tour boats took on water from a wave and eventually sank. And Carnival Panorama has canceled two additional sailings after a dry dock is going to take longer than expected because they're still waiting for a space to open up at the dock. The delay is also canceling the December 9th and December 16th voyages. The ship is now expected to return to service on December 23rd, the same date as Carnival's Jubilee. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 4.8%, 14.56. Royal Caribbean down 1%, 102.10. And Norwegian up 4.7%, 14.69. Breaking news and this week's podcast, a review of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville at Sea Paradise at cruiseradio.net. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way at tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Thursday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.